Yeah, every year about this time, as well as when we change the clocks back in the fall, we always encourage people to pick one of those times to change the batteries in their smoke alarms so that they can be make sure that they are charged and ready to respond if they do have a fire in their house. So we ask people to check their batteries on a monthly basis, but to make sure that they change those batteries you know, once a year, or at least once a year, to make sure they've got a fresh one in there. Last thing, it would just be tragic if someone had a smoke detector that they assumed was working and they had a fire and they were not alerted to it because the battery was dead. And you know, sometimes that can occur. You never know how full those batteries actually are when you put them in there. So it's always important to make sure you check them monthly, but get on that regular practice of changing them on an annual basis.
I don't think that a lot of us think to do that about the monthly checking. And that's as important as, like you say, doing it right now. Nobody ever plans on a fire. But you sure want your smoke detector to work.
Yeah, unfortunately, folks in my business definitely pay attention to it a lot more just because we are dealing with it on a daily basis. It is certainly my prayer that none of our community ever has to deal with a fire in their home, but we recognize that as a regular reality. It's something that we try to remind people on a regular basis on our Facebook page. If you subscribe to that, we provide a monthly reminder on that to check your batteries. And around this time of year, we also remind people to go ahead and change those batteries. An important thing to remember also with that is when you're changing those batteries, go ahead and check the date of manufacture on your smoke alarms. If they are 10 years old or older, they need to be replaced. Those sensors in those devices are only good for that long, and there's a chance that they will not detect the smoke in your home in the event of a fire if they are older than that. So that's an important thing to do.
People have questions, and you'd like someone, if they've got questions on whether it's placement or just mm-hmm. how to use the smoke detector, you'll walk people through things.
Oh, absolutely. So we love to talk to folks in our community. So anytime that someone has a question, please don't hesitate to reach out, whether it's through email, through our Facebook page, whether it's through our website, through the county's website, or you can call us. So if you ever have an issue with your smoke detector where maybe it's chirping because the battery's having a problem, you need help checking the batteries, you need help with the placement of a smoke detector. You know, quite honestly, you know, if you can't afford a smoke detector, they're very reasonably priced now at any of your local hardware stores, or you can purchase them online. But if someone cannot afford one of those, we do have a program to place those in someone's home. But you can call us. So you can call us at 540-507-7925. Someone will answer Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. But if we don't, if you call after business hours, we'll definitely take that message that you leave and call you the next day and make sure that we either answer your question on the phone or send someone out to meet you to get things taken care of. We want to make sure that our community members are safe.
It's awful, and you all have seen it. We've had situations in the county in recent years where there have been fatal fires and smoke detectors aren't working, and that's why this is so easy, but it's so important to always stay on top of it.
Yeah, one of the first questions I always ask our investigators after we have a house fire is, you know, were there working smoke detectors? And I wish I could say that more than 50% of the time there were working smoke detectors, but unfortunately we find out a lot of times people have either taken them down, taken the batteries out, or the batteries were dead. It's something that we recognize as a certainly an opportunity for lives to be saved, and that is a key component of why we exist. So we'll continue putting that message out, and we thank you for giving us this platform to be able to share that with our community. And anytime anyone has any challenges with maintaining their smoke detectors or just need some help or advice, we are certainly happy to be able to provide that to those folks in those situations.
Hey, this also can be a weekend of if you've got family and kids to kind of go over some fire safety rules, like keeping the bedroom door closed, or coming up with a place to meet if there is a fire, and just talking about some of these basic things.
Yeah, we've got to be intentional about it. If we want the next generation to learn the lessons that we've learned, we've got to make sure that we're taking the time to explain things to them, and we show the value, the importance of it, and that it's something that we need to pay attention to. So that's certainly a good opportunity there to spread that message on to others. And if you want some assistance doing that, we welcome anyone to stop by any of our fire stations to have a conversation with the firefighters there and be able to share that message and give you a tour of the station and the fire trucks and the ambulances while they're there.
No, you guys are one of the friendliest places in town, and firefighter, they always like to talk about these kinds of things, show you the fire truck, show you the equipment. I think people would be really surprised at just the technology and the training that Spotsylvania provides.
Yeah, we have to be prepared for just about anything. So I like to say, when people don't know who else to call, they call the fire department. So we got to make sure that we have the knowledge and know how to at least stabilize the situation until we can get other experts there. For example, if it's an electrical issue or something, we'll stabilize it, but we'll get the electrical company out to deal with that. But there's a whole variety of things that we respond to on an annual basis.
I guess that is a good reminder that if you smell something or something seems hot in a wall, any number of things, if you suspect things, reach out and don't let something like this simmer along.
Absolutely. We would much rather come out and find out there was no issue than having to respond out and find that someone's home is on fire and someone's lost their belongings, their place to live, and potentially lost their life. So definitely err on the side of caution. We're here. We're happy to come out and help you, and we're only a phone call away.